Now, when you have a flood watch for the North Shore, which is fairly vertical, what does that mean exactly? What should we watch for?
When we put, like, for example, a flood watch out, it means conditions are possible for flooding if we get thunderstorms move through the area with very heavy rain, which have occurred here in the last 2 to 3 days. So a lot of the creeks, maybe like in rivers, Temperance River, some of those, all we need is because of the higher elevation and the steep topography, you can easily, when you get 3 or 4 inches of rain in a short amount of time, you can create some flash floods. For example, what happened in Grand Marais 2 years ago, we received 5 to 7 inches of rain in like 3 hours, and that caused a lot of damage in Grand Marais. So it can happen. And for example, last night we had water over State Highway 61 between County Road 6 and the Manitou River, which is just northeast of Little Marais. So it, unfortunately, can happen.
So it's kind of like the amount of rain that falls within a specific period of time. Like if it's just a slow, long rain, that's maybe not as dangerous as something that, you know, like 2 inches in 45 minutes or something like that.
Exactly. We had a 1 inch rain over a whole day, like 12 to 15 hours. That wouldn't cause any problems at all. But, for example, last night we had a report of 1 inch of rain in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you just, as you just mentioned there, 2 to 3 inches of rain in an hour and a half to 2 hours, you put that over the upper parts of the North Shore, that could cause flash flooding. And that's why we were a little concerned last night, and we put out the flash flood warnings.
So we should consider the meteorological term gully washer, right?
Exactly. That's a good technical term, and we use that too, gully washer.
So the sun is now here, and is it going to stay around for a while?
Yes, it's actually going to stay around for a while. It looks like today and tomorrow, if you get a lake breeze, it'll probably be in the 60s. Without a lake breeze, it'll be in the 70s up across that area. We may have some fog tonight because of all the moisture around, because of all the rain. We may have some fog tomorrow morning, but it'll burn off. And then our next shot of precipitation may be Thursday. Looks like we got a little system that's coming through that may affect us on Thursday, and another little system coming in on Friday. But right now, over the weekend, maybe a slight chance of showers on Sunday, but other than that, temperatures in the 70s, as long as we don't get a lake breeze, and lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Actually, a nice summer time pattern we're finally in. Looks like we're going to have more sun than clouds.
So that's your fearless 4th of July weekend forecast?
That's my fearless 4th of July forecast. Right now, we're looking on the 4th of July, just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs around 70.
Well, it sounds like we might have good weather for fireworks.
Right now, it looks like great weather for fireworks. I think it's going to be great. Probably temperatures at fireworks time, probably in the upper 50s, low 60s. Nice sitting out watching the fireworks over the lake.
Okay, we've been talking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks so much, Mike. Talk to you again.
Thank you.